You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
You know you love it.
Kind of tipping your hand there. Is that what you're doing?
So the choices. Okay.
I'm turning it down. It's quiet on our end, I know. There you go. Is that better?
Yeah, it's killing me.
It comes down to eight, and you get to choose three. Pancakes, waffles, French toast, omelet, traditional platter, burrito, cereal, donuts. Those eight, you got to pick three. Now, we feel like this is going to go a few days, so on Monday we'll announce the final results, but we are starting with the phones. Tammy, good morning.
Good morning.
So you get pick three. What are they?
I'm going to go with the breakfast burrito, pancakes, and eggs.
The traditional?
The traditional platter? Yeah. Is that what your eggs are?
Yeah, we're glad you called. Thank you. Jen, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Lay them on us.
I'm going to say French toast. And the egg traditional platter.
Yep.
And the breakfast burrito.
Boom. Solid.
Well done. Thank you for calling. Have a great day.
You're welcome. You too.
Bye, Jen.
Okay, so everybody's getting hungry. And when you hear a line open up, that means one's open up for you to call. Seth, good morning.
Good morning.
So what do you got? You get three of them.
In this order, breakfast burrito, omelet, and cereal.
Cereal.
I was wondering if cereal and donut were going to get votes.
I'll be honest with you, Seth. I don't think I've had a bowl of cereal in 10 years.
What?
You know,
crazy, right?
I have my cereal at night. I never eat cereal in the mornings. It's always a bedtime snack.
Sure, you get the munchies. I just will crack open the box and eat it dry. Like, I don't sit down with a bowl and milk and a spoon. And I don't do that.
How about those people, Seth, who put the milk in first?
Yeah, no, can't do that. You gotta do the cereal and then the milk.
That's right. Get more cereal in there.
Buddy, have a great day. Thanks for being on the show.
You as well.
Later.
All right, see you later. Here's Jackie. Jackie, good morning. You get to pick three. What are they?
Hey, boys. Let's see. The first one is definitely French toast.
Got it.
Good.
And the second one is the breakfast burrito.
Got it.
So and the third one, I can't believe, Jeremy, this is that you haven't ever had cereal in so long, but cereal is awesome. Honeycomb.
Cereal
honeycomb
is awesome.
Cereal.
Hey, I like the Reese's Puffs. Like, I'll eat that right out of the box, but I'm telling you, Jackie, I don't sit down with a bowl and milk because it makes me feel like a kid. You got to be seven to do that.
That's funny.
No.
Sorry.
No, you know, but that's sorry. Okay.
Have a great weekend. Thanks for being on the show.
Bye, honeycomb.
Appreciate it. Come to the honeycomb hideout.
Hello, Aaron. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys. Yum, yum.
Yeah,
yum,
that's
yum.
What I say. We need some sort of background music for this. I'm going to say.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there we go.
All right.
All right, what are your three, Aaron?
So, number one, breakfast burrito. Number two, traditional platter. And number three, pancakes.
Oh, I love the traditional platter. If you order the traditional platter, Aaron, what's your meat?
Usually sausage.
Sausage.
But, yeah.
Yeah, good.
Yeah,
it's a good one.
Good call.
It's a good meat.
Aaron, yum, yum. Have a great weekend.
Sir. Yum, yum, boys. Have a great weekend.
Bye.
All right. Hey, Erica, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning, boys.
Morning.
So lines have opened up, 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. If you couldn't get through before, call now. Erica, what do you got?
I'm going to go with pancakes, traditional, and a breakfast burrito.
Gosh, those are so good. I want all those right
now. I know,
now.
So good. Now I'm so hungry. It's ridiculous.
God, pancakes.
Get a load of this. So far, at least we haven't even touched the ones online yet, but with the phone call, so far, not a nary a vote for waffles or donuts. Little surprise.
Donuts are good if you're like in a hurry, but not my traditional to go to.
Mm-mm.
I'm glad you called us. And
boys.
Bye, Erica. Not a single vote for the waffle, though?
I know, really? Like a big, thick Belgian waffle, whipped cream
Judy,
on it.
Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
Hey, Judy.
Right. You get three.
Okay. I do, and the first one's got to be French toast, but I'm going for baked French toast. That's the only way to do French toast. And then we've got the breakfast burrito, and I'm doing cereal. We eat cereal all the time.
What's your go-to cereal?
Life.
Is it Cinnamon Life or regular Life?
Cinnamon Life.
All right, I'll let that one pass.
I have to hide my box from my 15-year-old.
Where do you hide it?
In the office.
In the office.
In the office.
In a cupboard. Because she can't find anything.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's really good. All right.
All right, Judy.
Hey, thanks for doing the mind candy with us. Hope you have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
They are coming in hot and heavy on Facebook, but we like the phone calls. Diane, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi there. Happy Friday, boys.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. What do you got? You get three.
I'm going to say breakfast burrito, cereal, and waffle.
Waffles finally got a
vote. But holy cow.
Not a single person
They're
has
all
said
grab and go.
Donut, which...
Chocolate on chocolate donut is like, that's living.
This nation has a love affair with donuts, and it's getting no votes?
Huh.
I'm glad you called. Have a great weekend, okay?
Thanks, you too. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for being a part. 303-691-1MIX. That's 691-1649. You got to pick three. Matt, what are you picking?
Hey, guys. I'm actually a big breakfast burrito guy for sure, and then French toast and traditional with bacon.
Traditional with what?
I want bacon, bacon, bacon.
Crispy undercooked?
I like kind of in the middle. You know, I don't like it too crispy, but I definitely don't want it undercooked.
Yeah, it's all squishy.
Jeremy had some story for us yesterday about the best way to make bacon. You're supposed to, what was it, twist it?
Twisted. You take it and you make like a corkscrew out of it. You just twist, 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 and then you bake it for like 20 minutes, and it's like the ultimate crispy bacon.
Hmm.
It was on TikTok. Oh, it has to be true. Yeah.
Twist your bacon, awesome. Matt.
Yeah.
That's not a euphemism.
Oh, God.
Go have a great day.
You too. Thanks, boys.
See you, Matt.
Kimmy Kim, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
All right. Three votes. They are going to be
pancakes, traditional, cereal.
I got to tell you.
Cereal is getting way more votes than I expected with this.
As of right now, just with the phone calls of the eight, cereal is in third place.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I did not expect that at all.
I pimp out my cereal.
You do what with your cereal?
I pimp it out. So I have a little bit of raisin bran. I put some granola on top of it. I add some extra raisins and some pecans.
I've never heard anyone describe it as pimping out my cereal.
Pimp my cereal? Well, let me ask you this. I mean, one of the really cool things to do is to mix cereals, too. Do you do that?
No, never done that.
And don't the raisins get rock hard with the milk, the cold milk?
No. The raisins stay soft for some reason.
Huh. Raisins.
As a kid, I used to take, my mom would buy raisin bran, and I would pick the raisins out. So essentially, I was just eating bran flakes.
Uh-huh.
I would have a little napkin next to the bowl, and there would be a little pyramid of raisins sitting there.
Most regular kid on the block, Kim.
And you know, they would run commercials on TV. Now we've added more raisins, and I'm going, oh, mama, no, mama. More work for me.
That's too funny.
Kim.
I'm glad you called us. I hope you have a great day, okay?
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
So who's going to add all these up online?
Well, we're going to do it together where you're going to
read them off.
You bet
I am.
You're going to read them off, and I am going to do the hash marks.
Yeah, we'll get started on this immediately.
What? You don't want to do this?
There's so many.
Oh, quit your whining.
So many. Oh, boy.
Just tell me that there's at least one vote for donuts online.
I haven't seen donuts at all.
Wait a minute, I just saw it from Kim online. She said French toast.
Somebody's really pushing Eggs Benedict, and that was not on the list. Benedict is up there with quiche. Yuck. Those did not make the list.
You have a delicate palate, don't you?
No, it's a sophisticated palate.
Is it?
Yeah. I don't need squishy quiche.
With your breakfast burrito, yeah. You're sophisticated? That's funny. All right. Thank you for your calls. We're going to gradually add all of this up. My guess is that we'll announce the winner Monday at 8.